Hi, my name is Jackie Dover, and I'm with the Center for Mindfulness Studies in Toronto. This session is a walking meditation practice that can be done outdoors, so practiced outside. This session is sponsored by Arc'teryx. And so I'll offer guidance to support walking as a more formal meditation practice. So, a more formal mindfulness practice. So, what this means is for this walking meditation practice, we are bringing awareness to our direct experience or our actual experience while we walk. And so, for this practice, ideally set aside about 30 minutes for doing absolutely nothing but walking outside. If that's an option for you. So finding a spot where it's relatively quiet, depending on where you are. So hopefully not too many people, too many other people, and ideally not too many things that will disturb your walking. And now this walking mindfulness practice, if walking isn't possible for you, if that isn't an option, the principles are the same. So, the principle of bringing mindful attention to movement or to walking can be practiced with any repeated movement. So, for example, bringing awareness to the movement of the eye, so the eyes moving perhaps back and forth, moving a finger up and down. An arm rising and lowering. Raising and lowering a leg. So any repeated movement that are possible for you. Even movement in the mind. So being creative about the possibilities. And you can listen to this guidance and then go out for a walk or go out and practice if you choose to. And then come back to it any time that you need a reminder of the guidance. So often when we're walking, we are usually walking for a reason. So trying to get someplace, trying to go somewhere, and we can often get lost in our thoughts and stories and memories while we're walking. Often we're on this, you've probably heard the term autopilot. So our mind is sort of driving our thinking, and often our bodies are busy and rushing around with the busyness of our minds. So during this walking meditation, this moving meditation, we're being deliberate here. We are often choosing to slow things down. Really being present with the experience of moving, of walking. And being with moving, being with walking in this way, sometimes that can make this rather ordinary activity, this everyday activity for many of us, an everyday activity. Can make it a little more interesting. Perhaps even more vivid. So depending on where you are, what environment you find yourself in, if you're in the city, the country. You may walk on a path, walk around your street or your neighborhood, or choosing a different neighborhood to walk through. You may have access to a trail, or perhaps your environment has mountains, trees, a body of water, or perhaps a lake, the ocean, a river, a ravine. Maybe there's a park that you can go to for this practice, or a backyard or a yard. Or there's a view to the outside from a window. And so for this formal practice, choosing a walking path. There's some place where you can walk back and forth, like a lane, a short lane. So often it can be helpful to start with just a few steps, so 15 to 20 steps are often suggested. And choosing two recognizable objects to walk between. So perhaps from one end of a bridge to another, between two rocks or two trees. You know, whatever is available. And preparing to walk. So you may choose to begin by standing. So standing in place in this environment of your choice. And perhaps before you begin walking, just checking in. Checking in with, you know, what's here. You're checking in with your internal environment. So maybe even scanning the body. Just bring your awareness to your body from head to toe. Scanning the environment, or being present with what's here in your external environment. And then before you begin, it can be often be helpful with any practice to set an intention for the practice. And so maybe even remembering that for this practice, the intention here that you may have is to set aside some time. So carve out 30 minutes or so in a very deliberate way to be more fully present. So to be present with yourself just as you are in this moment and the next moment. So moment to moment. And then as you prepare to begin moving, whether that's walking or moving in another way, bringing awareness to the intention to move. And then when you're ready, beginning to walk, beginning to move. And so as best you can, being fully aware of that intention and then any shifting Perhaps shifting of weight or any shifting in the body. If you're walking, the weight may shift to one side as the foot lifts from the ground, moves, and then comes into contact, you know, perhaps with the ground. And then the other foot, feeling it lifting, moving, placing. Or if you're moving in another way, bringing awareness to that movement. Moving. Moving. Just being with each movement. Bringing full awareness to the experience. As you move, as you walk. And now you may choose to slow the pace right down, especially when you're beginning. So a slower pace than usual is often suggested. But when the mind is really active, it can be useful to walk a bit faster. And then as the mind steadies, explore, you know, bring some curiosity to slowing things right back down again and being present with sensations that are available to you. If you're moving faster, you can shift your awareness to the entire body, not just each step. Just each individual movement. It can be really helpful with a busy mind to place our attention on an anchor. So for the walking meditation practice, this can be the sensations on the soles of the feet. Or the bottoms of the legs. If moving your arms or a finger, perhaps the anchor can be any contact that's made. And then when your mindfulness, you know, when your awareness is feeling fairly steady, you may choose to expand, so to widen your attention, bringing awareness to the maybe a wider part of the body, the legs, the body, the entire body, or if you're working with the hands, the entire arm, or the entire body as you move. You may even choose to bring awareness to the space around you, opening attention to sounds, allowing your body to receive sounds, not getting caught up in them, so ears receiving sounds. Or thoughts. If you wish, opening your attention to awareness of your thoughts as you walk. As you move, and then coming back to the body, coming back to your anchor. So the mind is pulled away. May choose to come back as you're ready. Steadying the mind. Perhaps focusing attention again on a more narrow point of focus. Feet on the ground. Hands making contact. Eyes moving. And for the walking meditation practice, you may choose to breathe freely while you walk. Or another option is to explore coordinating the breath with the movement. So maybe trying out coordinating the rhythm of your breathing with the movement. Breathing in as you lift a foot or an arm or a finger or move the eyes. Then breathing out as you place the foot, the arm, the finger, move the eyes. And if your mind drifts away or is pulled away at any time, simply note or acknowledge this. And that really is a moment of awareness. It's part of the practice. And so if you're distracted from the practice, return your attention to whatever it is you're focusing on, and doing so with kindness. So can you offer yourself some kindness, a gentleness, and come back again and again. And so we can also bring awareness to those moments of stillness, so those moments when we're not moving. For example, if you're walking on a path or in a lane, from time to time you may pause. So choosing to pause, whether that's at the end of your lane or at any moment if you're not walking on a path. Being relatively still. Feeling whatever's here to be felt. And then continuing as you feel ready. Bringing awareness to movement. To walking. Sensations in the soles of the feet or another anchor. Staying close to your direct experience, internally and externally, as best you can. Mind connected or anchored. To movement. To the rhythm of movement. Deciding when to pause. noticing the intention to begin moving again. Noticing those moments when attention is moved or pulled away from the practice, and choosing to come back, bringing attention back to this moving practice. This opportunity to turn what may have been a rather ordinary time of moving or walking into something or time when we may have some more appreciation for what's here internally and also in the environment around you. Gratitude and appreciation for the environment. If you're outside, perhaps for the earth, for life. For nature, walking with awareness, moving with awareness. With kindness. Moving with heart. Allowing walking outside to perhaps support healing. So allowing the outdoors, nature, to create a bit of an environment for healing. Present in each moment. In each movement, savoring anything that may be pleasant or pleasing in the environment. So that's allowing your attention to rest on anything pleasing. Taking it in. The environment supporting us. Supporting us to generate some lovely qualities. Qualities of ease. Qualities of peace. Qualities of kindness. Aware of our body, our environment, perhaps awareness of breathing as we move and as we pause. present with every moment. And as you become, a bit more familiar with the use of walking as a form of mindfulness practice, you may find that you will begin to naturally, in a more natural way, more matter-of-fact way, bring awareness to walking and moving, as it happens in your daily life. So whether you're moving even just a very short distance in the space you're in, or moving from one room to another, one floor to another, moving to into a vehicle or a source of transportation, you can bring attention to the movement of your body, whether that's contact of your feet or other movement, and in doing so, you are bringing attention to the present moment. You're bringing your attention right into this moment, this present moment. And this can be supportive. Supportive in connecting us with our, broader or wider experience in every moment. So thank you for your practice today. Thank you for your walking meditation, your moving meditation practice. Take care.